Hi, it's Phil Hewlett. We're going to get the show started in a minute, but I want to tell you about a new sponsor of the show, the Droma Bed. It's one of the newest, most advanced memory foam mattresses ever made. It was engineered using cutting-edge ergonomic design techniques and state-of-the-art, ultra-comfortable, eco-friendly material technology, all built to fit in a little box, small enough to be shipped via standard shipping methods. The Droma Bed, it provides you with an unparalleled quality of sleep at a significantly more affordable price than other high-quality beds found in traditional mattress stores. Droma Bed, it's 100% sourced and manufactured here in the USA. You have a 200-night risk-free trial, free shipping within the 48 contiguous states, made from natural products like unicorn fur. Droma Bed, it's 12 inches thick. That's 2 more inches than the standard 10-inch memory foam mattress. So why would you bother with those other guys? Go to our sponsors page right now, Droma. Look for the Droma button, and for a limited time, you have an exclusive offer code that'll get you $75 off. Droma Bed. Dream on one. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, it's wedding season, and you will not believe the dresses brides are wearing these days. We have a top fashion designer who will tell us nude is the new white. A nationally renowned safety expert will tell you how to blow your hand clean off your arm. What's more American than hot dogs? The grandson of the founder of one of the most iconic hot dog joints joins us live. Stuff you should have learned in shop class or home ec, had they actually had shop class and home ec at your school. And Manny the Movie Guy reviews the Tarzan movie and that new Spielberg flick. Let's meet the friends. She can spot a meal ticket across the baseball diamond or the ice hockey rink. Outlander aficionado, entertainment host on AfterBuzz TV, Emily Harlan.
Hi, Phil. Good to be here. I found the best job that pays you $1.2 million and you don't even have to go to work.
I'm in. Sign me up. He's a coach, a mentor, an all-around good guy, sports talk radio host, Dale Lopes.
Hey, Phil, here's a question for you, but don't answer it just quite yet. Who's happier, couples with kids or couples without kids?
All right, I have some experience in that area. I could let you know my thoughts on it when we get to it. And as we start episode 279, wow. I want you to know that you can only hear this full-length version of this episode on our website, but if you subscribe to the show, and you should, on your favorite podcast app, you will have access to 6 bite-sized chunks of this episode, long enough for your commute in your car or on a treadmill or whatever it is, about 20 minutes or so. It goes by like that. Subscribe to our podcast on the homepage at philhewlettandfriends.com or search for us in your favorite app. All right, what do you say we get started? And welcome to the program, Emily. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I watch you talk about Outlander on AfterBuzz TV, and you know your stuff, and you're fun to look at, too.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
All right. Was that fun? It's a politically correct word, right? Yeah. We're safe in that respect. Yeah.
We're good.
Okay. So this gig, $1.2 million, huh? I don't have to do a thing.
You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is be Bobby Bonilla.
Bobby Bonilla. Didn't he play baseball in like the 1970s?
It feels like it. Well, it has been a long time, and he is still getting paid by the New York Mets every July 1st.
Today.
So, hey, congrats, Bobby. Here you go. 1.2 million checks coming your way.
Well, how long has it been since he's played?
The 2000 season. So it's been 16 years.
Wow. You know what's amazing about that? What a great agent. Why aren't these players using this agent?
Yeah.
Maybe they are.
Holy moly.
But fire the guy that did that deal over at the Mets.
Yeah. You know,
I'm sure he's gone.
It's crazy how much money he's getting paid, and he gets paid through 2035. He gets a check every single year.
So, in other words, they signed him for a deal that had about $30 million on it on the back end.
Back end.
And they got to pay it over 30 years, and so he's set.
Yeah.
Which in this case, it might be good for some of these athletes because there's so many stories about athletes going bankrupt. So to have something set up like this might be beneficial for
certain
guys.
Right, absolutely. You know? Well, and there was a time in 2013, he earned more from the Mets than any of the outfielders actually on the roster. And he was 50 years old. That's crazy. It's become kind of like a punchline for the Mets, I feel like.
Wow. Yeah. How about that? All right, so enough about that. It's not a job that we can take, and you fooled us. You
darn,
I'm sorry. It was false hope. I'm
totally
sorry, guys.
Clickbait. I don't know why you did that. All right, there's a big star who sadly lost her life some time ago, but her star has never shone brighter than today, and it's about to shine even brighter than that.
I know. Selena is finally getting her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Very well deserved. So that's coming in 2017. But I actually didn't know that she's still so prominent. She had in 2016 won the Latin Billboard Award for the top Latin albums Female Artist of the Year. And MAC, which is obviously a very well-known makeup brand.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys
brand.
Know about that. That's the one you use?
Yeah.
Awesome. You're in good hands.
They make an awesome concealer.
They do, actually. Good job. They're coming out with a Selena-inspired makeup line.
Yeah.
So super excited. Good for her.
But you know what? According to MAC, you know what the fashion secret of the season is?
What?
Shimmer.
Oh, like a highlighter. Highlight and contour.
I don't know what I'm talking
about. You know
about.
What you're talking about.
I don't know
how does
what
he
I'm
know
talking
all
about.
This? Well, he does have three daughters.
Yeah, that's true.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. That was probably the fashion secret from 2006. You know, I just keep using the same stupid joke over and over again. All right, so Selena's getting the star. Mm-hmm. Her albums are selling like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
People love the movie.
Yeah.
And sometimes people mistake J-Lo for Selena.
That's right. That's right. They look similar, apparently.
How much of J-Lo's success is based on the concept that, well, she did the Selena movie and she must be cool and all of that? That movie propelled her career.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that, absolutely. I think that movie kind of got her to the next level.
So take Jenny on the Block out of the scenario.
Yeah.
Name another Jennifer Lopez song.
Okay, hold on. I got it. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know another one.
I'm a big fat hoax. I can't sing a lick.
I don't. Now that I'm on the spot.
Those aren't the lyrics.
I would know this if I was not put on the spot, but I'm blanking. I don't know.
Oh well.
Yeah. Do you guys know one?
No, I can't. See, that's the point.
No.
She's not a great singer, and I can't.
I like her.
And
I'm a
other
huge
than
fan.
Selena, it was a good role for her. It was a perfect role for her. I've seen a lot of really bad Jennifer Lopez movies.
Made in Manhattan, I think, is a decent movie.
Yeah. I don't know who's the worst actress, Jennifer Lopez or Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, boo. Hey, whoa. You're crossing the line now.
Am I?
Don't get my girl Jen Aniston.
Yeah, she's...
Really?
I think she's good.
Come on.
She's talented.
Name a good Jennifer Aniston movie.
Cake. I haven't seen it, but I heard it's very good.
Cake?
Yes, the one that that she's just in...
Is it about cake? Because you can't go wrong.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it was very good.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, cake is very
good.
I
like Jen. Both
right.
of them.
Okay, fine. She's. I'm sure her mom loves her.
Mm-hmm.
And Dale?
Yes, sir.
There are couples who have kids and couples who don't have kids. I am married, so that makes my wife and I a couple. We have three daughters. That means we're a couple with kids.
Correct.
But there are childless couples. And you pose the question, who's happier?
Correct. And there's a new study that shows couples without kids are much happier. And I want you to know, I'm married with no kids.
You seem like a pretty happy-go-lucky guy.
I'm pretty happy, let me tell you.
You don't know what you're missing, though. You don't know what you're missing out on. Now, there's a lot of heartache, a lot of tears.
Sure.
A lot of consternation. There are a lot of disappointments, but they are way overshadowed by the joys and just the wow, that's we made that.
And you know what? Well, you know what? I can only imagine that. And I grew up without a father. I lost my father at a young age, so I won't have the opportunity to experience Father's Day or that type of thing because I didn't have a father and not having kids, not, you know, able to enjoy Father's Day with my kids and anything like that. So I can only imagine there's just some great times and experiences and whatnot. But I just think that in my own personal situation, it's the luxury of not having kids is you can be spontaneous. Mm-hmm. You know, you can just do things spur of the moment. You don't have to find a sitter. You don't have to, you know, worry about your kids while you're gone or that sort of thing, you know. So I think that's
it's
a big responsibility to be a parent.
It almost seems
especially
like
today.
Neither side knows the other side's definition of happiness.
Yeah.
You know? Like I can't relate to what you're saying about that spontaneity, about being able to just pick up and go somewhere and be happy doing that, because to me the things that make me happy actually make me happier than being able to be spontaneous and just pick up and go somewhere. But for you, it's probably just the opposite. You're thinking, well, I wouldn't be happy if I had to just like stay home and take care of the kids. I wouldn't be able to just pick up and go someplace. And so we can't relate to each other's happiness.
Yeah.
So I call it bogus.
Well, researchers at Baylor University.
Baylor.
In 22 industrialized countries, the largest happiness gap between couples with kids and those without are right here in the U.S.
God.
And you know why?
Why?
Because I was waiting for that. Because the U.S. falls behind countries that offer mandated pay sick leave, standard vacation to support raising a child.
See, that's what this is. It ends
flexible
up,
work
it
schedules
ends up being
and
a,
things like
a
that.
Politics and policy thing. That's all it is. Somebody's just trying to justify some bureaucratic hoo ha. That's all it is. I told you it was bogus.
Well,
I guess
not
we'll never know.
According to the researchers at Baylor. But,
hey, later in the program, Manny the Movie Guy is going to be here, and he's going to talk about the new Spielberg movie. I have a list of the 7 best child actors from Steven Spielberg movies.
Oh.
Hey, can you think about some of those? I bet you don't know what some of those are.
I don't.
Well, that's coming up a little later in the program. Right now, I want to tell you about Lunar Pages, though. Lunar Pages. Phil, what the heck is Lunar Pages? That's an odd name. Is it out in space? Is it on the moon? Is it a newspaper? No. I've entrusted my websites, and I have a bunch of them now, and it seems like I'm getting a new website every other week, to Lunar Pages. And if you run a business, large, small, in between, or if you're in charge of the IT department at your company, you need a reliable, scalable web hosting company with hosting packages and all the tools and scripts and support you need to run an efficient, secure business website. They have cloud computing, storage, dedicated IP, SSL certificates. You need that. Because a lot of times people will go to your website and their browser will say, unsafe, don't go to this website. You need an SSL certificate. See, I know these things. They have Secure Live, Lunar Pages does. That's their patented website hack protection service. It continually monitors your server and stops hackers before they get in. You want to know more about Lunar Pages? Go to the sponsors page on our website, PhilHewlettAndFriends.com. Click on the Lunar Pages button and you'll receive deep discounts exclusive to you because you're hearing my voice right now. And you get a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can't lose. Lunar Pages. Thank you. Go check them out. Let me tell you something. I have 3 daughters, as you know, and this is a strange time of year for me. Sooner or later, 1, 2, or 3 of them are going to get married. Sure, the whole losing my baby deal is there, but weddings. You know how much they cost these days?
Oh,
you know how much they cost.
A lot.
And all for one day. And for stuff you'll never use again. And what's the most expensive individual item?
The gown.
Yeah. Yeah, the wedding gown. That's right. And we're going to talk wedding dresses with the woman who designed the iconic dress that Phoebe wore on Friends. Mm. And which one was Phoebe? Was that Jennifer Aniston?
No. Stop it.
You're just mocking us now.
Yeah, see?
Jennifer Aniston.
She's a doll.
Love her.
I love her. So do I.
Whatever. Anyway.
She can do no wrong.
The lady who designed Phoebe's dress for Friends now has her boutique is one of the best in the West. Her name is Ronnie St. Pucci. Maybe you've heard of her. She joins us live in our next segment.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah. Do we know what the average cost of a wedding is today?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah, it's like 30.
That's what I was going to say, about 30,000. Yeah, 30, 35 maybe.
Yeah, because it's like, wow. You know, just to get somebody a plate of food and some cake and some something to drink, it's like $120 per person.
Yeah. And I feel like everybody raised prices once they realized it's for a wedding.
Yeah.
You know, you could have flowers just for
It's like Valentine's Day.
Yeah. As soon as they hear wedding, it's like, let me add on a zero.
Yeah.
Make your, I've got three daughters. Make your own centerpieces, will you?
Yeah. I did. I made my own centerpieces. Yeah. So.
See, there you go.
It can be done.
Yeah. We made our own little favors, you know, with our thing with the Jordan almonds. You got to get the Jordan almonds, right?
The Jordan almonds.
All right. So, seven best child actors from Steven Spielberg movies. And I'll start at the back of the list, and maybe you recognize some of these. Dakota Fanning as Tom Cruise's daughter in War of the Worlds.
Okay.
Did you like that? I didn't see that movie.
I never saw
it. But I do like Dakota.
Dakota Fanning's right.
She's a good actress.
Ruby Barnhill. She was the main character in the BFG. And the only other thing she's done so far is a children's TV show in England called 4 O'Clock Club. Ruby Barnhill. And the BFG opens today, so you probably don't know who she is. Dr. Jones. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
That's my impersonation of Jonathan Kwan.
I was going to say Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
The kid from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And he was also in Goonies.
Yeah.
Ariana Richards and Joseph Mazzello. Do you know who they are?
No.
The kids in the original Jurassic Park.
Oh, and that's the best one, too.
Yeah.
Can we just agree on that?
Yeah, we can.
We're up to number three now. Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, yes. I See Dead People.
Yeah, and plus he was in AI. He was all right in that. He played an android.
I See Dead People.
Christian Bale was a kid actor. He was 13 when he made Empire of the Sun.
And
he's had three Oscar nods since then, including his win for The Fighter in 2011.
Yeah, he's good.
Christian Bale. And he was just a little kid. And he talked like this.
And he had a mustache.
Yeah. And the number one is, I think you probably guessed it, is Elliot from E.T., Henry Thomas.
Yeah,
he was nominated for a Golden Globe for that role, and he's been in a bunch of other stuff, including Legends of the Fall, because he's a grown-ass adult now and probably all hunky and stuff, and you know, as these guys usually do.
Yes.
Become. All right. Somebody who's got a whole hunk in the trunk is Iggy Azalea. And you know who she is? She's a singer.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's a rapper.
What's that song? Her song?
Fancy. I'm so fancy.
Oh, yeah.
That one.
Yep. I've seen her do that on TV a couple of times. Well, she's got a boyfriend who's a basketball player, plays on the Lakers. His name is Nick Young. And some time ago, Nick was caught on camera. There was video back in March. He was caught talking to a Lakers teammate about his infidelity, about going out with other babes and all that kind of thing. Well, anyway, Nick apparently doesn't care if he gets caught because he... got caught on surveillance video bringing another woman into his and Iggy's house.
Not smart. Not smart.
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does he know about these security cameras, or he just didn't care? Lots of questions.
Maybe she had those installed just because of that reason.
Here's Iggy Azalea's quote: "I don't even know who the hell it is I've been loving all this time." Which sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That does.
It's a country song.
There you go.
That's a country song right there. All right. Is there another quote? Maybe there's another song in here. Yeah, here's her tweet. "I've never even been told by Nick that his baby mother is pregnant, so if this is true, I'm finding..." Oh, you know what that is?
What?
His ex-girlfriend apparently is pregnant. And,
with his
and kid. Perhaps he impregnated her.
Yikes.
Brother.
As if being
These
on the
guys,
Lakers
huh?
wasn't bad enough.
Sheesh. Yeah, that's torture right there, right?
I don't know. Are those butt implants on Iggy, or is she not?
I don't think so. I don't know. I haven't spent too much time looking, but I would guess no.
Really? Because she's like, what I used to call a cabriolet figure. You know, there's a gal driving around in the sun with a top down and a little convertible, a little two-door convertible. Looks great, you know, from above the top of the door, you know. And then she opens up the door, and she fills the entire cabriolet with her, enormous. You know, that's the cabriolet figure.
Oh boy!
You know what? You've seen that, right?
I know what you're saying.
That's what she's got.
I hear you.
You got to squeeze her into that little convertible.
Aww.
But she looks good tooling around in it with her hair flying.
Yeah, I think she looks good.
So
more
fancy.
Power to her.
She's looking so fancy.
She is fancy.
Yeah. All right. So we got through our first bite-sized chunk of the program. Episode 279. And Emily's doing so far, wouldn't you say, Dale?
Absolutely. Yeah. She's doing great.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you going to talk about this in the After Buzz TV?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Good. We want everybody to go watch you on After Buzz TV, too. All right. Next segment, we're talking wedding dresses with fashion designer Ronnie St. Pucci. I just love saying her name. That's coming up in moments in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.